Thank you for checking out the Thang podcast brought to you by Nissan. If you could you drop us a rating or a review? We would really appreciate it. You're sitting there listening. Just take the extra 2 seconds. Okay, begging over.
From the top of Morning Thang Mountain, transmitting across Virginia and around the world, the K92 Morning Thang.
The moment you have been waiting for is here. If you were waiting for Cinco de Mayo, because it is here! Which is helpful to remember what day it is.
Yes.
Because it's very easy to remember Cinco de Mayo. And I, for one, need help remembering what day it is. Y'all, I don't know what day.
What's going on with you?
I have no idea what day it is anymore. I picked my kid up from school at the wrong time yesterday.
I don't know. Uh-huh. Why would you do that?
I don't know, Antoine. I don't know. Oh, he was so excited, too, because he was supposed to stay after school for tutoring. An idiot here went at the regular time to pick him up in a monsoon, I should add.
Yes.
I know.
So my apology to all the teachers. I had to hunt him down while the world was crashing down around him.
And if I'm not mistaken, wasn't it like last week where he came up with an excuse to get out of tutoring?
Mm-hmm.
And so this week, Dad was like, you know what? You don't even have to lie this week, son.
Right.
Right. I got you.
Yep, he's conditioning me like a dog to pick him up at the right time. And he gets in the car, and he's so excited. I'm like, why are you so excited? He goes, Dad, it's okay that you pick me up from tutoring. Now I see.
I like how he tried to make you feel better about it. Dad, it's totally okay.
Yep.
Dad, don't worry. I'm not upset.
Oh, he kept saying, it's like, Dad, no, it's fine. It's fine. It's good. I'm like, oh, I know it's fine. He's like, it's cool. Everybody in there is just having a snack. I'm like, I'm aware.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he was talking the whole way home. And I couldn't see because it was raining so hard.
Yeah.
And he's like talking really because he was so excited. It was like you had taken a kid out of school and said, we're going to Disneyland.
That's how happy he was.
Uh-huh. He was very, very happy, to which I reminded him he will be going on Thursday.
He goes, you never know.
We've gotten to the point where you have to put everything in your phone. You have to. Everything. Yeah.
You have to put it in your
write
phone.
Write it down, do something.
And you have to set an alert. Because I'll forget to look at my phone to even check something. So my phone has to remind me. It has to say, Antoine, pay attention.
Antoine, I'm so bad now. I got to put the thing in my calendar, and then I have to set multiple alerts. I need everything like a day in advance telling me, hey, don't forget, tomorrow you have this. Oh, cool, thanks. And then an hour before, hey, don't forget. Oh, cool, thanks.
It has to be your best friend now.
The phone is taking over. The phone has us.
It has.
Yeah.
And I still remember the time. It was when the iPhone was popping off and smartphones were popping off and everyone was starting to get one of them. And I still had a flip phone.
Yes. Oh, I remember that time.
Yeah. Now, I mean, you can laugh all you want, but a lot of people still had a flip phone. I wasn't the lone holdout. And I remember saying, I'm not getting this fancy new smartphone. I even told my wife, I said, I don't want a smartphone. I said,
well, you would say it on the air all the time.
Because I don't want to be tied to my phone. I'm not going to do it. It's fine the way it is. I can send some texts. That's all it is. I'm trapped, y'all.
Look at you.
But like while you guys are talking, I'm just trying to remember. I'm like, before we had the smartphones and stuff like that, what was our system to remember things?
Write it down.
Right. Where would we write it down?
We would keep it?
Would it be in our pocket all the time? Like, would it be in our car?
Yeah, were you running around with a clipboard?
Like, yeah, what was exactly.
We had a planner. I still have a planner. So
But you're old. So that's...
Yeah,
okay, I'll be that then. Because I put this stuff in my phone, but also I like to have a planner.
Monica,
I like to see it.
Monica, you did not have a planner when you were 19 years old, though. I'm talking about like all the time when we had to remember stuff.
Oh, I did have a planner.
You had a planner at 19?
Oh, yes. I bring my planner to work. I used to write down everything. It still looks the same.
Antoine, she had a planner. She also had one of those walkers with the tennis balls on the bottom.
Oh, you stop. I had a checkbook and a planner.
Well, everybody had a checkbook. That's the only way we're paying
we
stuff.
We had to.
Okay, and let's not say things like had, young lady.
I don't know where it's at. It's been gone for a long time.
I had a checkbook. You still have a checkbook.
It's somewhere. It's hidden. It's been gone for a couple years.
All right,
now,
Well, the people not named Monica, how did we remember stuff growing up?
I don't know.
I definitely didn't have a planner. I had a phone book, like a little tiny phone book, where I would put people's numbers. numbers in, but even then, I would leave it like at home. So like I wouldn't take it out.
Were you putting little stars next to the names?
Little grades. I had to put some grades beside them. Good. Wow. I had to let them know how they were doing their own D's list or not.
He was that guy.
He was that guy.
Black book.
Little black book. I believe we just didn't do stuff. That's what it was. I don't think we did anything.
Was nothing happening?
We had a lot of free time back then.
I don't remember. I don't remember anything. I think that's we just hung out. That's what it was. So yes, everybody. You know, as if it's Taco Tuesday yesterday and Cinco de Mayo today, so forget about it.
Yes.
Enjoy yourself. We have $5,000 in the secret sound. Maybe you win. You feel good about stuff. What's coming up with the diamond of the day?
This pregnant woman, she keeps lying on her coworker, and he is just frustrated. He doesn't know how to handle it, but he decides, you know what? I'm going to actually have to handle this situation.
Okay, he's going to step it up. He's going to go toe-to-toe with a pregnant woman. So
I know.
This is a brave man.
Miss Monica's diamond of the day.
This is a weird situation because, I mean, he works with her, his pregnant friend, his colleague, and he says that they've been friends for 2 years, and now she's 5 months pregnant.
Okay.
But her thing is that she's been telling other coworkers that he's the baby's father. And as a joke.
Okay.
But the thing is, a couple of those coworkers actually believe it.
Well, and it's also one of those ones where when you say a quote-unquote joke enough times,
yes,
people start assuming there's some level of truth behind
it. Like, yeah, he might not be the father, but that doesn't mean you didn't try.
Right. Or maybe he is, and this is your big cover-up. Because sometimes the best lies are the ones where you just tell people anyway.
Yes, right. Oh, whatever.
And they just assume you're joking.
He said, but it's uncomfortable now because she keeps making these jokes, and she's like, slide over, your baby mama needs to sit down. You know, or, yeah, that's my baby's daddy over there.
Right.
Just making these jokes all the time. And he's like, but hold on, I have a girlfriend I've been with for 5 years.
Right, and you don't need her to get her radar up on anything.
Right, right.
But then on the other side of it, he's kind of trapped in this situation because if she jokes around and says, oh, yeah, that's my baby's daddy, and he goes, oh, God, no. Like, now he's in trouble.
He did that. He basically did that in front of the other coworkers so that they could hear it, And she flipped it on him and called him all kinds of names for being rude to her.
This is why, and I mean this in the best possible way.
Oh, boy.
I know. But I do. I say this with love and respect as I honor the women of the world and the miracle that they create with life, okay? I respect you, and I could never even come close to doing the things that you do. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're done with that?
Yep, right, fine. You got it out the way.
That's why I don't want to talk to you until you're done. Like, that's it, all right? Because I'm afraid. There's too many hormones going on. There's too many dark paths to go down that you can get in trouble with. So we'll just, we'll nod.
Pregnant women are undefeated.
They are.
You cannot win.
You can't win.
You cannot win. There's no chance to win. And, you could argue justifiably so, whatever. But there's no chance.
Right. And I don't even want to get in the ring. I don't even want to be the ring girl. Like, I don't want to be anywhere near this fight at all. Y'all win. No. I get it. You know what this is? Forfeit. I'm staying home. I'm not even showing up to the game. Y'all win by forfeit. So
she did win because she became, she was super upset. She was like, I was only joking around. How dare you? You know, so she did flip it. But he was I was uncomfortable.
Now his girlfriend's probably mad at him for that. I can't believe you would say she was just joking with you. You could have been nice about it.
It's
and
a
just
tough
joked
one.
And, yeah. That's yeah, it is. Situation. Again, so anytime you want to announce your pregnancy to me, congratulations. That is so awesome. See you in 9 months. Again, we can nod and wave. We can see each other.
Nod and wave,
but
boys.
Let's, nod and wave. That's all we can do.
Hey, 92 Morning Thing has the Scoopla.
Oh, man. People getting rich off the dog coin. See that?
I saw that the numbers are going up,
but
none of it makes sense to me.
Right.
So, like, because, Zach, we were talking about it, and you were saying, it's like at 51 cents or something. I'm like, is that good? I don't know what to do with these numbers.
Well, it's at like 67 cents now if you're into the Dogecoin.
So it's better than it was yesterday.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is. Crypto is its own bizarre animal. I have no way of explaining it to you properly.
Okay.
It's so strange.
Yeah.
And I have a cousin that's all about cryptocurrency, and I'm like, I see you doing your thing, but I don't quite understand.
Well, and you know what he's doing, Monica? Making money.
That is what he's
doing. I mean, here, I can tell you numbers that you'll understand.
Okay.
So the price of Dogecoin, for example, since the beginning of the year is up 11,000%.
All right.
Okay.
Like that's a good thing.
Returns like that one. So, yeah, the whole thing is bizarre, though, because it's supposed to be a novelty coin. And part of the reason it's been popping is because Elon Musk, the Tesla guy, likes it. And he's hosting Saturday Night Live this week. There it is.
And that's the only thing? That's all we got?
Yeah. Pretty much.
That was it.
Somebody, one of my buddies who he has some Dogecoin, and we were laughing about it yesterday. And he sent me, it was somebody tweeted and said, as someone who made money off GameStop, Dogecoin, and a lottery ticket this year, the best financial advice I can give you is to just be an idiot.
There you go.
I like it.
Yep. There it is. So when you have all this money, we'll have imagination time here for just a second. It's fun. Is ridiculous and extravagant purchases, because there are several in the news right now that we can talk about. Do you remember us talking about the space wine? It was a little while back.
Vaguely, yes.
They were sending wine bottles into space.
That's what I was thinking, okay.
And they said they were going to age them in space. This seems like a decent investment, actually, because it was a $10,000 bottle of wine that they sent into space. And now it's back, and they're going to auction it off, and they think it's going to go for $1 million.
Mm. Wow.
There you go.
What if it's not good?
Oh, it's probably not good.
You know what I mean? Like,
I don't think you can't drink it, right? You don't drink space wine.
You got to try it.
It has to be a special occasion.
Yeah, but if you try, really, if you open it, then, you know, there's no closing it again.
Whoa, no. Guess we getting drunk.
And then it's gone. You'd be getting space wasted,
yes,
man.
Yes, exactly.
I'm getting moon tore up, whatever it is. Yeah, so, like, here's another one. It's the world's oldest whiskey. And I think this one's going to go for $40,000. It was produced somewhere between 1760 and 1800. So it's this real old whiskey. Now, just to give you an idea of what does 200-year-old liquor taste like, you can't drink it. It's not drinkable. So you're buying the bottle here.
No.
That's it.
I mean, I guess if you have that amount of money where you would purchase it in the first place, you don't care that you can't do anything with it.
Right. But what do? You say, hey, look at this bottle. Okay. I mean, we're sitting here laughing that Dogecoin isn't worth anything. Why is this bottle worth anything?
I mean, what's the difference between having that bottle and having, let's say, a dinosaur fossil in your living room or a dinosaur egg, Nicolas Cage?
You know what? Really, what's the difference between you having one of those things and me holding my hands out in an imaginary fashion and saying, Antoine, I have an invisible dinosaur egg?
Exactly.
There it is. Look, because it's the same.
It's the same thing. I can't touch it regardless.
Mm-mm, can't do anything with it. Can't drink it. Can't touch it. So here it is. Look, I got a dinosaur fossil right here. So yeah, $40,000 for that. Or if you would rather, you could spend $40,000 on a lock of George Washington's hair, which is also available.
Okay. That makes a little bit more sense. As crazy as that sounds.
Because you can touch it.
You can touch it. You can touch it.
You can braid it and just attach it to your head.
Oh, man.
That's what I was thinking.
That would be your rat tail, Antoine.
That would be one hell of a Halloween costume, because I'd get like some wooden teeth and all that.
Yeah. That's good. You know, and Antoine, I think you have to go all the way where you pull your actual teeth and you put wooden teeth.
I had to put wooden
teeth.
Yeah. Committed to it.
I mean, if you're going to wear George Washington's actual hair for your Halloween costume, come on.
All right, screw it. Boobash 2021.
Yep.
We are going to be old presidents.
Okay.
So if you could buy something really stupid, like, would it be a lock of someone's hair? Would it be a dinosaur fossil? I like this idea of taking George Washington's hair and turning it into a rat tail that you get to wear around. I like that one. That's a good one.
I buy a statue of myself?
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Like, would that count? I just wanted to make sure that was within the rules of imaginary world, that I could have somebody come and create a statue of me and put it in, like, my front yard.
But I think you have to have more imagination with that.
Yeah, I would want the first part ever amputated. Like, you know, like the oldest. Like the, you know, the earliest part ever amputated.
See, she's playing along.
Like, I just want that.
Do you think they still have that? That's the question.
Whatever, the oldest foot ever cut off.
That still,
like,
exists?
Bone.
That they still have.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, that they still have.
If you could go ahead and find that. Because, I mean, at this point, that one's going to be so old, it's like a valuable fossil if you want to look at it that way.
How dare I think of something that we could actually do?
I know, that was just
my imagination.
How dare you?
Like, Antoine's statue boring. At least up the game where you have a statue of you riding George Washington like a horse outside. Like, now we're getting somewhere, okay? You dress, and you put different hats on you, depending on, you know, Cinco de Mayo, it gets you a nice big hat, whatever it is. So, yes, you just, think bigger, Antoine.
You're right. That's my bad. I apologize.
I can't believe I'm saying this. Think like Monica for crying out loud. All right.
That's what we'll do next time.
Brand new birthday scam on the way, too. It's called Special Guest Speaker. I'm called elementary school teacher. Because, you know, it's Teacher Appreciation Week and everything. So I need to, you know, appreciate the heck out of her. And I'm calling as one of the kids' grandfathers because I want to come in and talk to the class.
Available for what?
To speak to the class. I told you, I like speaking.
Thank you very much, but unfortunately, we're not really allowed to have guests in the classroom.
Well, that's not a problem. I don't need to come inside. Just open the window and I'll shout to the children from the outside. We can do it that way.
Okay.
I have a lot of things to say. It'll be a great time. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to play Fat Chance.
It is time for Fat Chance, as Granddad just said. Fat Chance is a game where we find out how much confidence Zach and Monica have in themselves.
These kids today, you know, they're eating Tide Pods.
Oh, you. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Go back to your room.
Back in the day.
Go back, Grandpa.
Go back to your room. I'll bring your food in there in a second.
We would go outside for low tide, and that's when you would get all the clams. You know the clams? Yes. They're fresh.
Were you on a deserted island, Granddad?
Yes, of course.
All right, Fat Chance, I give Zach and Monica a category. They go back and forth wagering how many items they can name within that category in 15 seconds.
I once touched Marilyn Monroe's shirt when she was walking by.
If they feel they can do more than their opponent, they will raise the stakes. If not, they'll say Fat Chance and their opponent has to go first. The 2 points
win. Almost shot Hitler. He moved.
Oh,
what happened? What's going on?
Let's
play the game. Here we go.
All right.
Pretty sure Antoine did the rules. I don't know. I wasn't listening.
Yes, he did.
You were preparing your next rant.
Yes.
I have.
We're ready.
We have prizes.
Okay. What are we giving away today?
Let's do. I've got the Suntan City gift card is $20. You can go get all browned up because you're pale. And a 4-pack of tickets to any First Fridays event, which kicks off this Friday. Live music from the works. FirstFridaysRoanoke.com for all the details. That's ready. You don't want to go this Friday. You say, you know what? I would like to wait until the end of the summer.
Yes.
When more people have their shot, you can do that too. So text in now to 52353. Who's going to win the game? Will it be Monica or will it be me? Well, I'm going to win. I'm going to yell things.
I don't know what's going to happen
no,
here.
Grandpa.
But you know what? If there's a game, Monica, where it's good to just yell things just blindly, it's probably this one. So.
Yes, that's true because that's what happens. Monica, I'm going to give you the ability to bid first in the first category. Monica, in 15 seconds, how many different types of hats can you name? Different types of headwear, if you prefer that title instead.
Okay, I will start with 5.
6.
6! Okay, there we go. There he is.
That's better. Yeah, better.
Okay, do I want to go with 7? Yes.
All right. Zach, can you do more than 7?
Is that actually a bid of 7? She's like, do I want to go with 7?
The judge took it as a bid. So Monica is now locked in for 7.
8!
Oh, boy. I'm just scared of him going because he's going to yell the entire time.
I know. Look.
Monica, do you want to bid 9 or do you want to say Fat Chance?
You say you want me to bid 9?
9. Okay. 9. I took that as 9. Okay. All right. Zach.
Fat Chance.
All right, Monica. So in 15 seconds, I need 9 different types of headwear.
And go.
Okay. A bonnet, a head wrap. A hat, a ball cap. Let's see, a do-rag, a fedora, a beret, let's see, a cowboy hat, and the thing, the headwear, the dental headwear.
The headwear, dental headwear.
Yeah.
What is that called?
What's that called, that thing?
That's what you're supposed to tell us.
Yes.
And I can't think of what it's called.
I don't know.
You know, Antoine, the hat.
I've never worn a hat at the dentist's
mouth
office.
Gear.
I believe you are referring to headgear. You know, when
headgear.
They put those things in your braces, whole thing.
Got you.
But I don't think you got that one.
All right, Monica, you needed 9. You started to repeat it. You went down this tunnel. I don't know what. You only got 6.
Oh.
That means you're
wrong. Because the problem was you would say hat. And then you would say baseball cap. So I'm like, all right, got to count those out.
Right.
So, yeah.
And then you say things like, do-rag, head wrap, wrap head, thing that you wrap on your head.
Yeah, do-rag and head wrap. I couldn't count both of those, but I did count bonnet and head wrap.
Oh,
those are different things.
Yep, those are definitely different because you have your Easter bonnet.
But they have
and all
the
do-rag, sorts of
but then they also do have that. But either way, I don't
know. Okay, fine, you get 7. You still
have 7. I still didn't
never mind. There it is. 1 for me. Yes.
All right. So, Zach, that's 1 point for you. Monica, you need a point in the second round to force the tiebreaker.
Okay.
Zach, you get the bid first. This category is about transportation. So, how many items can you name in 15 seconds? That's about transportation.
Oh, I can do at least 7.
Ooh, okay.
7. Ooh.
I can name that tune in 1 minute.
Monica,
are
can
you,
you name
7 as grandpa?
No.
Okay.
Monica, yes, I will.
Monica, can you name 8 things or more in the category of transportation?
Do I want to? It's for the fun of it. You know what? Yes, 8.
Okay, good. Because we like fun. Fun
yes,
would
we
be
do
good.
Like fun. Fun is fun.
Yeah, I like to have fun.
It'd be great if you're like, you know, should I do it for fun? Nah.
No.
Well, you
Who
know what?
Who was that?
For fun, let's see what Monica has for funsies
and,
right
and
here.
And the number is 8, correct?
Yes.
All right, chance. Monica. All righty. In 15 seconds, Monica, you have to name modes of transportation that have more or less than 4 wheels. So none of your modes of transportation can have 4 wheels. I need 8 of them.
None can have 4 wheels.
None of this, more or less okay. than 4 wheels.
And I just like the word modes.
I know.
Modes of transportation.
15 seconds.
You said 4 wheels or less.
You're stalling. Or more.
Or more.
Just not 4.
And be specific.
Okay. And go.
Okay, car, truck, van, SUV.
Those all are 4. I'm stopping you. No.
Monica, listen. They have to have more or less than 4 wheels. So everything you just named had 4 wheels. So those are all incorrect. Yeah. They have to have 1 wheel, 2 wheels, right. 3 wheels,
no,
5 wheels, 6.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm
all
the
right.
drunk one.
Fine.
Here it comes.
Okay, so unicycle, a one-leg person, 2 legs. Let's see, emu and a flamingo, you can take those, a scooter. And you can jump rope, you can take a hamster.
I would like her to at least hamster get skates. Emu as a point. I think that's
People
fair.
Ride emus.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
I will give you an emu.
Thank you.
I am not giving you a one-leg person.
Now, why can't you jump on their back?
Who's
if you had,
riding?
If strong.
Yeah, if you had specified that you were jumping on their back, because, yes, and who, you, had you, you just
you're
called
trying
them.
You say that one, a person with one leg, they can't handle a
That's
know,
exactly what
ride.
I'm saying. Mm-hmm. That's exactly. They cannot give a piggyback. That's
I don't
exactly
know about
what I'm
that.
Saying.
Text in.
Well,
text
and they
in
also
one legger.
They also don't have wheels, you know.
Yes.
If they have a skate on. Why not?
Which you did not say.
Oh, I missed the skate.
You know what, Antoine? Go ahead and give her a point on that one, too.
All right. So you
Thank
got,
you.
You got 3 points there. You got 3 points.
I'll
got,
take it.
You got the one-leg person. You got the unicycle. You got the scooter.
Wow.
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 I don't even
emu?
Know.
I didn't get emu.
Well, again, it was supposed
to... Oh, emu. Okay, you got 4.
Yes, because...
Well, flamingo? Did I get flamingo?
Remember, nobody's riding a flamingo,
They
Monica.
Were supposed
In
to
Florida,
have wheels.
Florida, everything happens.
Wheels. They were supposed to have
The whole
wheels.
Thing was wheels. I wheels. Said
All
more,
of them skates.
I said more or less...
Skates have 4 wheels.
They have 4
I
wheels, Monica.
Rollerblades.
Okay, yeah.
They have 3 or 4. Blade. They might have 4, too.
They kind of have 4.
Do they? I don't... Yeah. Well, you know what? They're just their feet are just made of ice and they just slide.
Antoine, yeah. Car, van,
SUV.
Can I just give me 4?
Okay, yeah, you have 4. You still lose.
That means you're wrong.
Congratulations again. I'm the drunk senile old man. That's what they're saying. Okay, fine.
Somebody's getting a prize.
Yeah, brand new birthday skip. So if you texted in and you voted for me, congratulations. You will get a prize. We'll pick from somebody on there. Is your name spiky or round?
Ooh.
Yeah, like, do you got a spiky name or do you have a round name? Also, finally, an invention that's going to help all of us that have to travel with Miss Monica. This is good, Antoine.
All right.
We got to get our hands on one of these. And actually,
I thought you were taking a road trip soon, right?
Hmm?
Are you talking about whom?
Hmm?
Yeah. I'm driving.
Monday,
I told Antoine that. Yeah.
Monica's signal must have cut out. Antoine, can you hear her anymore? Because I can't hear her.
She better get off that emu that she's riding.
Yeah, Monica, are you there? Hello? I don't know. We're going on roller skates. That's what it's going to be. We're all going to ride a one-legged man on roller skates. Road trip.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top 3, number 3.
So, did you know your name has a shape?
I did not.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's spiky now. And she told me there were 2 choices. I feel like Antoine is spiky because of the
sure.
A and the T, like the points and stuff.
Zach is spiky. That shouldn't surprise no one.
Yeah, because you got the Z and the K, all those points there.
They say spiky shaped names have K sounds, T sounds, P sounds, and I sounds. So like prickly.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a spiky name right there. The goofy thing is this whole thing, it's called the Booba Kiki effect. Because either your name is, Booba, which is round, or Kiki, which is all spiky.
Mm-hmm.
The round names, they have B, M, L, O sounds. So there's a lot. Monica, that's a round name.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But then you're a little bit spiky when you put that I in the,
Monica.
In the K sound.
Yeah.
So I believe that's what it is. It's Monica. It's a round sound. It's an embraceful. It's a cheerful. It's a
and
give a you a hug sound and then stab you.
Stab
you. At the end, you know, give you a little spike. But Antoine is... That feels spiky when I say it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Antoine. Yeah, it feels spiky.
If you were
up and down.
Antonio, you would feel much...
Yeah, that would be rounded.
Much rounder.
Yeah.
See? Look at your opposer. because you act all nice on the outside to everybody, but you're a prickly. You're a booba. No, you're a kiki.
I'm a kiki.
You got a kiki over there. Oh, kiki named.
I'll take it.
Okay.
I like the spikiness. I wouldn't want round as much.
They say people with round-shaped names are more agreeable and more emotional. Spiked names are more outgoing and have more energy. I don't feel those.
I don't know which one I am of those.
If it just said meaner, I'm a combination. That would have made sense.
Number two.
Antoine, we got to get our hands on this hand. That's what we need right here.
Hands on a hand.
Yeah, we got to get a hand on a hand because we need this for any time we fly with Miss Monica.
Oh, come on. No.
Hmm?
No.
What?
Y'all are going to hold my hand.
No.
You can't. No.
This hand is going to hold your hand. This is perfect.
A random hand.
It's not any hand. It's not a random hand. It's Joe Jonas's hand. Thank you very much.
Ooh. Joe Jonas?
Yes.
It's a nice hand.
Oh, now the tone changes.
A little soft.
Name sounds a little round right there, doesn't it? Expedia is giving away Joe Jonas's hand to help you with your post-COVID travel anxiety. So they have done some sort of wacky 3D printer thing. And there are 250 replica Joe Jonas hands. It's Joe Jonas's right hand.
I think that'd be good.
Right.
I think that'd be good for Zach, you and I to have for the next time we have to go on a flight with Monica or anything.
Well, I don't care what you want.
Exactly.
Y'all are holding my hand.
No, I want my bones to not be all broken like last time.
Well, like when I was sitting beside Monica on the flight, I didn't realize that this hand holding was about to be a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like all of a sudden, I'm sitting there with my hand just on my armrest. The next thing you know, there's a hand squeezing my hand. It wasn't, hey, Antoine, I'm about to grab your hand. Mm-mm.
There's no warning.
Or I may do. No, she just grabbed my hand.
Right, and it squeezes.
We kind of told you, was that warned you, actually.
Yeah, but he didn't believe me. Like, he didn't believe me.
Because
that ridiculous.
Who does that? What grown adult is out here holding hands on the flight?
I was thinking Zach's just messing with me. He's trying to make me feel ridiculous. And then, of course, Monica grabs your hand. She squeezes hard. And, I mean, Monica, you know this. This is just a statement of fact. It is cold and clammy.
I get nervous. Mm-hmm. And then also I like to have drinks. So you have to drink along with me.
You're not allowed to sleep. Really not even allowed to listen to music or watch TV because Monica must talk to you the whole time.
You're not allowed to enjoy your flight.
Yeah.
That's really what it comes out to.
This Joe Jonas's hand is a good start, but if I could get Joe Jonas to just sit next to you.
A mannequin? Could I get a mannequin?
Because once she squeezes the hand and all the splooge oozes out of it. All right, I'm done with that hand. Get me another one.
Number one.
It's kind of an adorable story, and I totally see somebody swooping on in and trying to turn this into a movie. I'm not sure, though, what kind of movie it is, and so that's what we can decide here. Do you see the elderly couple that snuck out of their assisted living home together?
No.
Oh, man, it's a great story. So the elderly couple, they're married, but they live in assisted living, and they both have dementia or Alzheimer's, or I'm not sure exactly which one each of them have. So they're in a locked wing, so you can't get out. So the husband used to be in the military way back in the day. So he's trained in Morse code.
Okay.
And they trained him to, you know, memorize patterns and stuff. So he would listen to the staff punch in the key code for the door, and he eventually cracked the code, and they got out. They escaped. They ran away.
That's badass.
I like it.
You know, I feel like he's a little bit of a poser with this this dementia over here.
I see Robert De Niro playing the old man, and
De Niro
I see
Street.
Yep, that's what I was going for.
Okay.
There's gonna be a couple.
So in your version of the movie, are they sneaking out because this is like a romantic, it's a love story. It's almost like Notebook 2.0.
Yeah, exactly.
Where they love each other.
Notebook, when they remember.
Right.
That's the name of it.
And so they want to go on like one last walk together on the place where they always used to walk. Is that what it is? And then like the people swoop in at the end, but they've had their moment and it was all romantic and everybody cries and everything.
Oh, definitely. It has to be tears.
See, in my version of it, they memorize the code. This is Ocean's 14, where they break out. And then they rob stuff.
I like that one.
Yes. Go on some sort of crime spree.
So this part you just told is the opening to the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then the franchise, it begins.
Right. And they break out and they go steal a bunch of stuff. I like the sound of that one. But yeah, it was a cool story. Cute. You know what sucks for the home got fined $2,000 by the state for allowing the couple to escape. I'm like, allowing? I'm not sure. I don't know about that.
K92. Scam. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam. K92 Morning
Thang. So today's scam is on Annie. She's an elementary school teacher. Teacher Appreciation Week. So I'm going to pretend I'm the weird grandpa of one of her students. And I want to come talk to the class. The birthday scam, yes. Special guest speaker on the K92 Morning Thang.
Hello?
Hi!
Hi!
Hi, I'm looking for Annie. Is that you?
It is. Who's this?
I'm Howard. My grandson is in your class.
Oh, yes. Hello.
Hi. Yes, I like speaking.
Okay. So what can I do for you?
I just wanted to let you know that I'm available.
Available for what?
To speak to the class. I told you, I like speaking.
Oh, well, thank you very much, but unfortunately, we're not really allowed to have guests in the classroom.
Well, that's not a problem. I don't need to come inside. Just open the window, and I'll shout to the children from the outside. We can do it that way.
Okay.
I have a lot of stories about the war.
Oh, you served in the military?
No!
Okay. I'm confused. Didn't you say you were in the war?
Yes. The war on bras.
Bras.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was using industry slang. I'm talking about brassieres. Do you know what a brassiere is, young lady?
Yes, I know what a bra is.
Oh, look at this. We got an industry insider here. So, yes, I was in the sales business for 47 years of women's clothing.
Okay, well, I'm not sure.
So when can I come in and teach the kiddos about the wonderful world of sales?
Well, like I said before, we aren't really able to have guests in the classroom because of the current health protocols.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's not a problem. I know everybody is doing these fancy things with their computers. Like, what's that one that everybody's doing? It's a zippity-boom or the zoomy-zoom, something like that. What's that one?
You mean Zoom?
Yeah, Zoom. That's fun. I like that. Oh, what about the face one? What's that one?
The Facebook.
Facebook?
Yeah, yeah. Are you talking about Facebook?
Lady, I don't know how you'd get your face jammed onto a book, but whatever. The internet is amazing. So let's do this.
Sir, I really appreciate the offer.
I'll throw in free bra fittings for all the teachers. What do you say?
That will not be necessary.
I get a special one for you, too, because it's your birthday.
How do you know that it's my birthday?
Because your husband told me, and this is a Bert scam. It's Zach from K92. Hi! Hi! Happy birthday! Yes. I come in and read to the class like this. What do you say?
Oh, absolutely. Now I'm all in.
K92. Scam. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam. K92 Morning Thang
birthday scam. It is one of the most violated areas by Monica Brooks. The drive-thru. The yes. amount of crimes you have committed there. Crimes against drive-thru employees.
Okay, I've had some issues at the drive-thru, but there was one where someone did bump my car with a trash can. I may have said some stuff. Okay, but that was a long time ago.
Drive-thru rage is also a thing. I was saying menu abuse is also... Yeah, you are a felony person of the menu abuse.
Yes, okay, well, but this doesn't have anything to do with that.
Okay.
Right now, no. Okay, because how do y'all feel about Pay It Forward? It's very nice, right?
You know how I feel about Pay It Forward.
Well, okay, so you're on my side, Zach. Yay.
On the surface, I really like it, but knowing the behind the curtains of like drive-thrus and how that works for the business, it's really not a good thing in the drive-thru.
It's kind of inconvenient.
See, I'm glad
it's
you very both inconvenient. Support me.
Okay. Well, you know,
y'all are amazing friends. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Okay. I guess we do.
Because this has happened so many times, especially in the last year, where I'm at the drive-thru. I pull up, someone's already paid for my meal, for my drink or whatever. My coffee has been taken care of. There was one week where it happened three times in the week. And I said, you got to be kidding me. And I paid it forward. Right?
Okay. So you did. But, you paid it forward.
And
you
I did. Said, you know yes, what, and I did. I was like, person. Okay.
Now, did you do like I do where I look in the rearview mirror to
always
see?
Always do that.
Yeah.
But the one time I tried to pay it forward, the guy had taken care of the entire line. And I was like, well, how about that business?
See you later.
Okay. Well, a couple days ago, I'm at the drive-thru. Just give me a drink. I said, I just need a coffee. I need to wake it up. Well, I pull up, and it happens again. They paid for my drink. I'm like, oh, that's great. Thank you. I look up, look in the rear view. I see one woman in her car. I'm like, And I look at the cashier and I say, what did she order? And he said, I mean, because, all right, first of all, my order was $2.93,
right,
okay?
Right, right, uh-huh.
And he said, well, her total is $11.95. And I said, well, I only expected to spend $2.93. And I gave him a look, and I just looked at him. He said, ma'am, no pressure at all. You just keep on driving. And I looked at him, and I looked at her, and I said, well, that's what I'm about to do.
Bye.
Thank you so much.
Nope.
And it was a moment where I was like, I could have paid that.
Nope.
But I was not in the mood for that.
I don't support this.
Why?
I don't support it.
Why not?
Because it's one thing if you just don't pay it forward at all, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like if you go, you find out somebody paid it forward for you, and you're like, all right, well, that's just not my thing. I'm not going to do it and move on. But to say, all right, now there are stipulations on whether or not I'm going to, either you're going to pay it forward or you're not. You're going to suck up that cost, whatever it is.
Okay, with the drive-thru that I was at, there's always a risk at this drive-thru that they could have ordered something with whipped cream, and next thing you know, $27. It's
$20. Well, yeah. Well, then your hard set rule should be, I will never pay it forward here. Not,
no.
I'm going to ask how much their order was, because now you're being nosy.
Up yours.
Yeah, I had to ask.
I can't believe he told you. I'm sure they were going to be like,
nut bread and all kinds of crap. Oh, no. Like, oh, no, honey.
I'm sorry, ma'am. That is client drive-thru patient privilege. I can't tell you. That
yeah, exactly. No. So now you're all up in somebody else's business for no reason.
But I get it. You know what? They always tell us you're supposed to be smart with your money. You have to have a budget. They always say budget. So Monica budgeted $3. And she did not budget $11 of banana nut breads.
Yeah, it was just a bunch of stuff going on. I'm like, I did not. I felt bad because I would, but I was just like, not today. Like, I just expected just to get the one drink, not to get everything.
I was actually expecting you to be like, can you put $3 towards her account?
Now, that would have been a rough day for the cashier to be like, I got to figure this out. Oh, let me get the manager.
Like, look, I want to pay it forward, but only the exact amount that I was getting
$3.
Paid forward.
Exactly.
$3. $2.93.
You said, not only did you inquire on their order, you set the bar so low that they damn near had to just be getting ice in a cup. For you to pay it.
I tell you
what. Oh, they got a water? Okay, I'll donate.
Yeah, Monica, I feel like you need to start getting your money's worth out of this pay it forward a little bit better. Like, you need to start being able to read the tone of the drive-through person to see if yours has already been paid forward by somebody else. Because this keeps happening to you.
It keeps on happening, like, all the time. And I'm like, is there someone following me and they just cut me off and just pay for my meal? Like, what is going on? I don't know.
Yeah.
But very nice, and I pay it forward. But yeah, this past,
yeah.
No.
That's what you need to start doing is be like, yes, I would like a large coffee. Is that it? And you have to say, is it?
Is it?
Yeah. Is that all I want right now? Are we going on this forward thing? Just go, pay forward. There needs to be a little wink, wink. Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Yeah, the person in front of you is paying for it. 9 sandwiches, please.
Yes.
Whipped cream on everything, baby. Yeah. Woo!
Blows your mind.
Also talking about the pay it forward.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. See, text 52353. I don't pay it forward. I give as a tip to the drive-thru person if they allow it. Okay.
Yeah, because they do have like tip jars and stuff occasionally.
Yeah.
This person, maybe put that $3 in the tip jar. Like, Monica would have to have $3 on it.
I know.
It,
I was so. Like, I don't have any cash.
Well, no,
just
but.
Just keep my card.
No, but they could do it on the card. Like, hey, I want to pay it forward and add $3 to the tip jar. They could just take that. They can add that to your order.
But they already ran it on the other person's card. It's not on your card. It's on their card.
But give them a card. Pay $3 on yours.
See, it makes it complicated.
Oh, does it?
My food
it does. Being helpful.
Then they got to go up and they got to ring
up. A bunch of stuff.
And what are they going to ring it up for at zero?
And then we
and
can't
then
hear each other because we got a mask on and stuff. It just gets complicated.
Wait, they can't hear?
They can't, okay. We can't hear because
you are
like,
making all the excuses right now to not be a better person.
The wind's blowing sometimes too.
Look,
too hard.
If God wanted us to be better people, he should have made it easier. I'm just saying.
He did for the car in front of you.
Well, that's good. That was it. I appreciate that. Blow your mind here on your thing. How about this one? You know, Antoine, you're getting back into the wedding DJ game here.
Yes.
So how about in lieu of payment, you get yourself a bridesmaid?
Oh, good gracious. They're just giving out bridesmaids like they're a Pokemon.
This wedding singer and musician posted a screenshot of it on Facebook. Some text message he got from a groom who was trying to book him for a wedding. And the groom said, we can't pay you any money. But this is like when people try to get you, Monica, to help them move. He says, you can get food and beer and, quote, I'll put in a good word with the bridesmaids. I'm sure with lockdown, they're all wild animals.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
There's a term for that profession.
Yeah.
For what he's trying to do there.
That's a lousy groom right there.
Did the DJ agree to do the wedding?
He said, no, I need money. And then the groom kept trying and eventually texted back and said, you were ungrateful for turning down my offer.
What?
Yep. I said pictures and everything. Yep.
Okay.
I said you'd get food. Like, you should get food anyway if you were the wedding DJ.
Yeah, any wedding I've been a part of, I've always eaten.
So, Antoine, you're saying you're an ungrateful wedding DJ?
I am ungrateful. Completely ungrateful.
Listen to this guy, Monica. He's making all these demands and judgments on us, and he won't even take a perfectly good bridesmaid as payment.
You know who is also ungrateful? Rude. According to this pastor, her congregation is ungrateful for all that she does for them.
It's not very good bedside manner if you're trying to make your congregation like
she
you.
She said she rained down so much anger at church on Sunday. She said that they come to her day in and day out requesting prayers, requesting help, requesting this, requesting that.
Sure.
But when her birthday came around, nobody donated for her to have a good day for herself.
Ooh.
She said that the money that you would have given me would have made me a better person, which would have helped me in my relationship with God, which then would have helped me and your prayers to him.
I do like how she spun it that you didn't help my birthday, so you hate Jesus.
Well, usually you do celebrate the pastor's birthday.
Do you?
Yeah. Do a little something for the pastor.
But you don't give them money. She's asking for money. And she said,
gets a gift.
And some of the words she said to him, she goes, may God punish you because you are wicked, except you don't have anything. She was not.
Man.
She said that. She said a lot of you guys are eating like the pig. You're not giving anything, but you're eating like a pig from me.
Sunday is going to be awkward.
Very.
Did she ask for money for her birthday? Is that
I guess there was supposed to be a fun, like it was an announcement about it.
I mean, she is right. I'm sure everybody's always take. I need this. Please give me prayers. Tell Jesus I said hi. Let me into heaven. All these things. And then when she needed help, where were they?
Well, just saying.
Been just praying.
Right.
Hey. I want to go to that church on Sunday. I just want to sit in the back with my little fan. I just want to watch.
Again, this is why I don't trust unspoken prayer requests, because it could have just been for a birthday party, and you never know. It's bad. You know it's bad. You do it anyway, because we're bad. We're bad people. We're all bad.
Starting to lean into the bad habits. At least that's what I'm doing with mine. You know, like, I'm leaning into it.
I'm kind of with you on that, Antoine. I'm done trying to be a good person.
Right.
I'm going to just be the best me that I possibly can. God made me. This is his fault. So I'm going to lean in. I'm like you. I'm going to embrace it. If I stink at something, I'm going to stink hard at it, baby.
Yeah, because one thing that I'm terrible at, and it's a bad habit, and now I'm just going to accept me for who I am terrible at buying cards early for like an event, whether it's a birthday, an anniversary, Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Mother's Day is coming up this Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's what? Thursday, Friday, Saturday. 4 days away.
Yeah.
I'm going to go visit my mother.
Uh-huh.
I could go buy a card today.
Sure.
I could buy a card tomorrow.
Sure.
I could buy it on Friday, Saturday. Mm-hmm. You know when I'm going to buy it?
When?
Right before I show up to her house.
Yep. And I think that is great.
I'm going to get in the driveway. And while I'm sitting in the driveway, be like, I really hope there's an ink pen
in here
I can write something nice.
And that's okay.
You're okay with that, Monica?
I'm okay with that because I have done that with birthday parties. On the way to the birthday party, I'll just pull over. We got to stop by the store real quick. Get a gift. Yes. So, I mean, that's fine. People do that. I think that's okay.
Shoot. I know my wife's always stressed about it. Anytime my kids get invited to some birthday party, oh my God, I gotta get a gift. I'm like, would you just give them $20?
Just give them cash.
When you hit a certain age, just give money. Yeah.
Exactly. I don't even want, what is Dingleberry even like? I don't know. Who cares? I don't know what he has. I don't know what he likes. No.
I'm leaning into it. That's what I do from now on.
I think that's what we need to just start celebrating our awful.
Thank you.
It is. Forget it. I'm not going to be good. If I stink at something, and the things I'm really good at that I'm not allowed to do on a regular basis, like make other people cry by telling them the cold, hard truth, I'm just going to lean into those.
Oh, wait
too.
A minute. Okay. I don't know if that's the same level, Zach.
There's consequences to that.
Y'all are safe. You guys will be fine. But I don't know. I'm terrible. I can't cash checks. Man, I suck at it.
I'm bad at that too.
Oh my God, they'll sit there for months sometimes.
I forget that they exist, and I'm like, I hope it hasn't passed a period.
Now, has the person ever contacted you to say, cash my check?
Yeah, which I tell them to get bent because that's my money. Okay, I don't appreciate that. I need you to cash that so I can clear it out of my account. How about this? Kazoom, magic, it was cleared. Well, but it hasn't been. I need to know that it's not out of there. It's not. It's out of there. Just pretend it's out of there.
Now, Zach, have you ever went past that period that you're allowed to cash a check because you know they expire after a certain amount of point? Did you then ask that person to write another check because of that?
I just walked away from
it. I've done it one time. I did it one time.
Shame on you.
High school graduation. Shout out to Miss Webb. She wrote me a graduation check, and I totally forgot about it. And then halfway through, you know, my college semester, I'm like, oh, I need this money. I'm broke. And I went to cash the check, and they're like, oh, we don't accept it. So I was like, Ma, can you call Miss Webb and ask her?
No,
and she wrote me another check, too.
You better put that in your mother's day apology.
You should write her a check, Miss Webb. And she should hold on to it so you can feel it.
Like new phone.
I hope she does. I hope she never cashes it. You ain't hurting me by not taking my money.
Have you ever had a secret you couldn't tell anyone?
Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
Text in your secrets to 52353. We also have Mallory on the phone here in a second. Created a secret life for her husband.
I'm very interested in what this secret life is.
Kind of funny. It's just kind of weird. I like some of these texts. 52353. I was like this person. Said, when I am reading stories to my kids at night, I pretend I am doing an audiobook, and I really try to act all the parts out. I take it so seriously to the point that I even imagine there are people in a booth telling me, cut, when I screw up.
I can't judge this person at all. Mm-mm. Anytime I had to read to the children's, I would do the same thing. I had my voices. I had to make sure I was focused.
Right. Yeah, but you got to put in the work.
Exactly. I can't just be reading a book to read the book. No, you got to really put your soul in it.
Now, don't get me wrong. When I was reading to my kids, that was first book.
Yeah. come Thursday, you're good.
Third book, I become the auctioneer also at the end. I'm like, hey, good night. See you later. Done. 52353 is my dentist kept pushing me to buy an electric toothbrush. They pressure you. So
yeah, they do.
Did you floss? Did you floss? Yes. Yeah, sure. Whatever. So finally, this last time when I visited, I lied and said I bought one. And they said they could really see the difference. Uh-oh. Now I don't trust him at all.
No.
Be like, I don't even know what he's talking about. What's going on here? You can text yours in to 52353. Let's get our friend Mallory in here because Antoine wants to find out about the secret life.
Yes, I need to know.
Antoine really wants to know about the secret life, Mallory, so tell him all about it.
Yeah, well, I've been hiding this from my husband. So he has no idea that I created him a Facebook page. He didn't have one before, so this is like a new thing that is now part of his life.
All right, so, but it's a Facebook page for him. It's not for Dr. Roy.
For his info. It's his page. It's just that I made it, if that makes sense.
Because he's someone, he basically said, I don't need Facebook. I don't want a Facebook page. I don't have a Facebook page.
Right.
And you said, well, I'm going to create one for him anyway.
Way to listen.
Exactly. Why?
So, I mean, it's not like a catch him in anything. I mean, I don't, he's like a really good guy. He's not cheating on me. I know that.
Well, I don't know how you can catch him in anything if he's not doing it.
Yeah, it's all you.
I'm just wanting to be clear. That's not why I created this page to fish for his old high school flame or anything and see if whatever. That wasn't why.
So why did you do it?
So I am just really over being the calendar for him. For like birthdays and events and everything, like I'm in charge of that, and it's partly, mostly because he doesn't have a Facebook page.
Yeah, and you know what? I got your back on this because I will say, let me be very clear: Facebook is trash. I hate it. Okay,
it's
evil.
Worst.
It's vile. It's the worst. But we all need to have a Facebook account because it's just kind of part of who you are. It's sort of like saying, let me see your driver's license. You know what else sucks? The DMV. But we still have a driver's license. So if someone needs to get a hold of you or you want to see when people's birthdays are, that's what it's for. You don't have to post all the time. You don't have to do anything. But you got to exist on there. That's the way I feel about it.
Well, this is awkward.
Uh-oh.
Because I deactivated my page.
Like, I know.
I only come on there when I have to get on Facebook to do something for the radio show. Like, I have to go on and post a senior day video. I activate it. So if you're on Facebook for those 12 to 18 minutes and it takes me to upload that video, then you see the Antoine Terrell Facebook page. But then it disappears again. Because you know what I realized?
What?
I don't care about people's birthdays. I thought I did. I really don't. Because now it feels Now it feels like you have to say happy birthday. Now it feels like I have to attend these events. You know the events I don't attend? The ones I don't know about. Those are the best ones.
So you actually go through the effort of reactivating your
account? It's so worth it. It is so worth
it. It probably takes like a second, right?
I've decided, I've learned that I don't care what people think. I hate people's opinions on stuff. I just want to be in my little bubble.
Right. But you know,
well, then it makes sense then that Instagram is for you.
Yeah, exactly. I know. Show me a smile in your family.
Let's not act all holier than thou. Antoine's like, look, I just, you know, me and social media, I read a book. No. He's just on TikTok and Instagram instead. Uh-huh. It's different. Yeah.
It's only Facebook I can't get with.
I think it's okay because he's probably also snooping in on your Facebook all the time, right? Oh, let me see that picture. Oh, let me see this. Yes?
Oh, yeah, yeah. When I'm going through Facebook, obviously. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. The correct answer is get out. If he asks, you say, no, get your own. Get your own dang Facebook.
No, it's like the newspaper. Man, what you read on page 7? Oh, what's she doing? Oh, okay.
I ain't telling you. No, get your own newspaper.
What?
All right.
It's conversation. Sparks conversation.
I got your back. I think it's time to tell him he's on Facebook. Be like, oh, by the way, you're on Facebook.
Yeah, I mean, I'm waiting until because I don't know all of his friends. Like some, you know, some of them obviously I do, but some I really don't. So I'm trying to find enough of his friends to add to his page. So mm-hmm. when I do tell him, he's like excited and hopefully like it will serve the purpose of then he has his own calendar. Ooh. And I'm not his calendar.
How about
you
this?
Know what I mean?
Even better. I got a great idea. It's a perfect April Fool's joke. Let's reach out to his high school girlfriend and arrange a meeting.
Oh, no.
Yep. Oh, no, do not.
Yep. And let's be like, hey, you have a Facebook. Also, you have a secret rendezvous with your high school girlfriend. Enjoy. I like it. It's good. April Fool's. See, this is why I hate April Fool's.
There you go.
Yep. Hey, Antoine, I'm going to find. I can't wait for the next senior day video because I'm going to hit you up. I'm going to watch you on Facebook.
You have 12 to 18 minutes
I'm gonna find
to find
it.
Me.
I'm going to find it and I'm going to tag you in a bunch of stuff and
no,
see what else people can find.
Don't do that.
You. This is perfect.
Do you believe him or is he full of bullpucky? Angry Zach's Factor Bullcrap. And now, here's your host, King Zach.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Angry Zach's Factor Bullcrap. I'm your host, King Zach. Factor Bullcrap is a grudge match of Antoine versus Monica in a battle of random tidbits. 3 rounds, get it right, get a point, get it wrong, lose a point. You're also allowed to have your opponent, you can screw them over and have them answer your question instead. Let's do
round
it.
One.
And if you would like to win a much smaller prize than $5,000, we can hook it up right now.
Okay.
Of a $25 gift card to Martin's downtown in Roanoke.
Yummy.
Restaurant, and 4 pack of passes to First Friday. So you want to go to any of the First Fridays? First one is this Friday. The Works are playing. Do a little mom's night out for Mother's Day, any of that stuff. You can go ahead and do that. So text in who you think is going to win this game. Will it be Antoine? Will it be Monica? To the number 52353, and we will pick from the winner pile. Monica Brooks, I give you the floor. You can go. Would you like to go first or second?
I'll go second.
Okay.
This time.
She takes the floor and hands it to Antoine. Rips the floorboard up. Hits him upside the head.
All right. Round one.
Antoine, here's your question. Round one, fact or bullcrap. 62% of people say they are planning to someday write the memoirs of their life. Fact, bullcrap, or screw.
Okay. They're planning on doing it. Doesn't mean they're going to actually follow through.
We plan on a lot of things.
So because of that, I'm going to say fact.
All right, you say fact.
Correct.
Yeah, you would be correct.
Yeah, now if you said 62% we're going to, nah.
No.
It'd be like 6.2%.
Well, also, talk about it.
If I said 62% of people have a memoir worth reading, I don't think there's that either.
Yeah.
I told you, I don't want Ava writing a book.
No, No, she's going to. The only concern with Ava writing the book of her childhood and just how weird and wild and wacky it's been in the house of Monica Brooks is it's going to be a really hard read because it's going to look like one of those Harry Potter spell books. You know, the really big ones that you got to blow all the dust off of to get to chapter 4,000. Remember, it's called The House Without a Christmas Tree. That's the name of the book.
Oh, yeah. You said that. Yeah.
I'm like, so sad.
Yeah. So sad.
The House Without a Christmas Tree, The Ava Rose Story. That's what it is. Got the title out and everything. Point for you, Antoine. Monica, here's yours in round one. Factor bullcrap. In a recent survey about honesty, 27% of people said they never lie. Fact, bullcrap, or screw.
They say they never lie.
They say they never lie.
It's probably higher. So I'm gonna say bullcrap.
Yeah.
That means you're wrong.
It's 27% of people, which, by the way, are liars. sorry. They're lying right there. 'Cause I'm a liar. Everybody lies. And if you say you don't, you are lying.
Yes.
It's let's see. 18% of people said they lie once a year or less. Like when you put it on a calendar. Oh, well, I lied back in March. Sorry, I can't do it again. That is also a lie. And 18% say, oh, I lie a couple times a month. Also a lie.
Yeah, yeah, just more than that.
It's like when you go to the doctor's office and they say, do you drink or smoke? And you're like, well, of course not.
It's because we fooled ourselves into believing our lies are the truth.
I did just yesterday. I was at the doctor. He said, do you drink? I said, socially.
Yeah, yeah, socially.
There's a mirror there. Yeah. It's me and myself.
Exactly. All right, that's minus one for you. Round two. Here we go. Is round two. If I hit it.
Round two.
Antoine, here's your question. Fact or bullcrap. People are more likely to donate to hurricane relief efforts if their name starts with the same letter as the name of the hurricane. Fact, bullcrap, or screw?
That has to be bull crap. Who thinks about that?
It's not. See, I would say fact because you feel bad. Wrong. You feel like you did it.
I guess that's what it is.
Hurricane Antoine comes ripping through.
No,
just,
but you said first letter.
It was just the first letter. So
he
like,
did say first letter. So I'm not gonna think of myself if Hurricane Agatha comes through here.
No, but it must just be it's subconscious. I don't think anyone's actually thinking out loud.
Okay.
And I tell you what, ain't no Hurricane Zacks or Zanzibars or anything. Zanzibars. It's real easy for me, man. But yeah, it's just odd little thing. All right, Monica, your chance to tie it up. Here we go. Fact or bullcrap. 62% of Starbucks stores have another Starbucks within 1 mile. Fact, bullcrap, or screw?
62%. Oof. But if you go, I'm trying to think when I went to South Carolina. I feel like they were everywhere.
Wait a minute. So your sample size is South Carolina?
Yeah, it
always
is. I feel like it was like everywhere.
That's your sample size? Well, you know what? When I was in that small town in that southern state.
I always when gathering a pure snapshot of America, I always think South Carolina.
South Carolina.
We're just everywhere. So I'm going to go fact.
Well, she's right.
So. Correct.
According to this, it says the average Starbucks store has 3 other stores within a mile. That seems like a lot, but that just must be.
Yeah, everywhere.
I feel like in Japan, there's a Starbucks inside Starbucks.
Yeah, and then you go northwest.
I had so many refreshers. It was crazy.
And of course, when you go to South Carolina, Antoine, they're everywhere.
They were just everywhere.
Yeah. Round 3.
All tied up. Both of you still have the screw. Fact or bullcrap, Antoine, only 55% of people say they sit at the same place at the dinner table every night. Fact, bullcrap, or screw?
What's the percentage again?
55%.
That's it? No, that's bullcrap.
Correct.
That's way too low. Yeah.
But you know what? It's only 68% of people.
Who's playing musical chairs all willy-nilly?
I don't get it.
No, Grandma, you sit right there with just spaghetti.
That's your seat.
Right.
That's where you sit.
If you sit in the other seat, I just feel like I should have like different clothes on. Like I'm not even the same
even
person.
Even on the sofa when you have your spot.
I know. And I didn't appreciate this article also said, look at all of us that are just so on autopilot. I'm like, what? You don't do this? Like, this makes sense to me. Yeah, 11% of people say they change up their seat, and 19% say they don't have a table or they don't eat at the table.
Oh, they just stand they're cooking and eat.
That's it. Well, my dinner seat and my dinner table, it may be.
It will require a table.
Or maybe the table in front of the TV. Like, there's a table there that I have to put my plate down on.
I feel like that counts as a table. That's all I'm saying. All right, Monica, here's your chance to tie it up. Get it wrong, you lose. Fact or bullcrap. The year the fax machine was invented, people were traveling the Oregon Trail. Fact, bullcrap, or screw?
You better stop. The Oregon Trail. Oh, come on. No. Okay. But for whatever reason, I want to say fact just because.
This is how Monica likes to roll in this game. Well, guess what? You're right. Yeah. The fax machine was invented in 1843.
Dysentery. Let me fax that over.
Yeah. We did. Could you fax that?
Yeah. Like, what do you...
Yeah, and where was the FedEx Kinko's to send all these things? I have no idea. In fact, she's still probably already broken, too. All right, we get to the end here. Who got the first point? Antoine, you got the first point.
I did.
All right, do you want the question or not?
I'm going to give it to Monica.
Okay.
Okay.
Monica, the question is on you. Get it right, you win. Get it wrong, you lose. Fact or bullcrap? The mojito is the most Googled cocktail in Virginia since the pandemic.
Mojito?
The mojito. Fitting today.
Because I enjoy one. But I don't think that. I think that's bullcrap.
Bullcrap.
We want something harder than that during the pandemic.
Like, rum ain't hard enough. Like, it's hard liquor. Rum is not soft liquor.
Well. What?
That means you're wrong. Mojito.
Really?
Yeah. And probably if you could use Google Translate to get people's words, it's probably, hey, Google, what is a mojito? What's a mojito?
A mojito.
What you got going on?
Mojitos are so good when they're made right. They're just good.
From what I understand, the mojito is one of the bartender's least favorite drinks to have somebody order. Because you got to muddle all that mint and get out. You have to get out the pestle. If you have to get out the pestle, then you have too much going
on
here.
But it's worth it. It's worth it.
It is
delicious.
Good.
Well, for them.
Yeah.
For the person who drinks it. Yeah, I love that. Mojito ain't for me. I don't do rum. Also, I'm told the worst. Anything that involves the blender is the bartender's least favorite friend. Yeah, pina colada, please leave. Please get out right now. We are not in Key West. Well, congratulations, Antoine. Woo!
It's the K92 Morning Thangs. Yeah. Most viral.
It's a horrible trend that I guess people are doing. This is one of those ones of the kids today are getting high off, ..
Okay.
I've never met a toad licker, still.
No.
In my entire life.
No. They don't actually exist.
That was one that it was, oh yeah, kids are licking toads to get high.
Are they really?
Tide Pods. I mean, I've never met anyone who ate a Tide Pod.
Now, I do think that those people actually existed. We just don't know them. I'm glad.
Okay. Well, I'm glad also that I don't know anybody who's getting high by eating rotten meat.
Oh.
Yeah. I guess that's a thing.
Is it because you get so sick that it affects your body?
The trend is called high meat. High meat. People say that eating old, decomposed, discolored meat with mold and bacteria is making them feel euphoric.
Ooh.
Yeah. Here's a guy eating some high meat.
My high meat is 1 year old now. It's the oldest meat I've ever seen. It's gotten pretty dry now.
It's like a scoop.
Smells like acidic mushrooms.
Mm.
I'm gonna eat it all at once. It doesn't taste bad, but it's so spicy that you feel it here that it's hard to swallow.
Mmm. Okay. So yes, kids, don't eat rotten meat. I'll tell you what, with my son, he's so picky. Even if we would just eat the rotten meat, it would be fine. Like, okay?
Gotta start somewhere.
Look, instead of Cheez-Its and get another dessert, if you want to start with rotten meat, I guess it is somewhere to start. So that's fine. Monica, there's this dude. I thought you would enjoy this story. Do you see the guy who has 78 kids?
No. Oh, gosh.
So he's a college professor in New York, and he's on Dr. Oz. Talking about how he just really likes to donate and father children for other people.
Okay.
Yep. All right.
Yeah, and he's just he talks about it like, oh, I just can't resist. I just love helping out people.
A lot of the women are just in the U.S. Sometimes they're abroad. I went to Africa twice last month to try and meet women to help them conceive.
Pause that, by the way.
You went to Africa.
I know.
You said, I'm going to try to help you.
I know, and it sounds like he's just walking the streets going, anyone need a baby?
Need help?
Does anyone need a baby? Does anyone need a baby?
The month before that, I was in Barbados and then Georgia, the country, not the state. I never charged any of the women for helping them grow their families. Of course, I do get paid with lots of hugs and kisses and a lifetime of appreciation.
Yeah.
You are he's something else.
Isn't he though?
He is. He's taking vacation. It's like, all right, I'm here.
He is taking charity to a whole new level.
78 kids. Now he says 12 of them were done, quote, the old fashioned way, but the rest of the time he just, here you go.
Gave them what they needed.
I guess he's just got some sandwich bags and he walks around. We'll end with a little baby since we're talking about someone who has 78 of them. This baby's just funny because they're trying to get the baby to say mama. And the way the baby says mama is, here it is.
AJ, come to see mama.
Can you say mama? Here we go, little baby. Can you say baby? Can you say mama? Here we go.
Mama.
Oh, no.
Mama.
Somebody call the priest.
Mama.
That's not a baby.
That's a demon. That's a demon spawn right there.
Well, no, they shouldn't be laughing about that.
No.
Why not? You need to take him to a church or something.
Just leave him there.
No, I can't.
AJ, come to see mama.
Come on, AJ. Can you say,
mama.
No.
Nah, bro.
That's not my baby.
Nah, bro.
Mama.
Hey, you got to cut the kids some slack.
I found out there are 78 people in the world that are requesting babies that need babies. Number 79 is getting this one.
That's what it is. But you know what? You ask the poor kid to perform after he's had 6 cigarettes. Would you leave him alone? God.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.